affirmations, do they really work over time?
I think affirmations can work, but only if they feel like they're realistic affirmations. So then when people say affirmations that totally, completely feel out of alignment with reality, they don't work. And so the affirmations have to be something that's more, you know, I have a couple of rules for affirmations. One is that it should be based on skill rather than traits, because traits feel like you either have them or you don't. And if you don't have them, then you're screwed basically. And those affirmations don't work. Like if you, for example, don't actually believe that you have high degrees of confidence at this moment, you know, saying I have confidence isn't really going to help you. But you can say something that you're working towards, or you can say something that it's a skill, like I'm working on my confidence skills, or my confidence is better than it was last week. You know, really talking about a process, you know, focusing on something that you can work on, that you're improving on, rather than something that feels like a pie in the sky, like I'm the most confident person in the world. Well, you know, if you don't feel that way, that affirmation is going to backfire, because it's going to cause a dissonance in your mind, and your mind is going to shut that down. And so I think the most important thing is to focus on a skill or something that you're improving upon, really focusing on the process. And then I think the second thing is people think I'm just going to read a whole list of affirmations, like 20 affirmations, and now I'm going to be ready. Your mind's not going to process those 20 affirmations. So I would say pick one affirmation that is skills-based or process-based, write it down in your journal, say it out loud to yourself, and then you can put it aside. You don't need to do affirmations every 5 minutes for them to work. I think that if you just kind of read them once, write them down, there is power in writing them down and reading them to yourself, and then just put it aside and then go on with your day. I think it's just really important to focus in on one affirmation a day that really feels like it can ring true to you and gives you that sense of empowerment and control that you are able to affect positive outcomes in your life.
That is so helpful, because I've had so many different people tell me just do affirmations. So I've gone through probably 50 of them, and I've always felt that dissonance when I'm saying some of them, but I never heard it explained as cognitive dissonance before.
Yeah. And I think that the dissonance principle is so important, because our minds are not comfortable with dissonance. So when you have dissonance, your mind is going to try to do something to bring things in line with what your actual beliefs are. So when you have that dissonance, you're going to either say, well, this thought obviously doesn't make sense and throw it out, or you're going to try your best to conform to that thought, but then that can backfire, because then maybe you make a mistake later on that afternoon, like we all do, and you're going to beat yourself up and be like, no, but I was supposed to be this confident individual. How come that didn't work out for me? And it ends up backfiring, because you make yourself feel worse in the end, because you weren't able to live up to a certain affirmation that didn't really feel like you.